All right, welcome back to the Takeaway Unaffiliated Convention. We need order, order. Jill Stein just referred there that we need a Tahrir Square in the United States. What do you think about that? Anyone? Settle down over there. Delegation from New Hampshire is a little upset. 877-8-MY-TAKE. Post a comment at thetakeaway.org. At the raucous Takeaway Convention of unaffiliated but diverse, inclusive, all-spectrum political views, the chair. And right, who elected that media guy as the chair? John Hockenberry, who's he? The chair, all right, fine, fine, settle down. Recognizes the leader of the Reform Party now. Andre Burnett is its leader, born in Zanesville, Ohio. He's a veteran, small business owner, set up his own technology company after he received an injury, but continued to assist the U.S. Armed Forces and other organizations in the Middle East and across America. Now he's running for president. The Reform Party blends Republican and Democratic ideas, claiming to appeal to blue-collar and white-collar workers. It opposes free trade and excessive use of the military. Andre Burnett, welcome to the program. The chair recognizes the Reform Party. What is your message and mission?
Thank you, John, for having me. Actually, our message is so much more than just to blue-collar and white-collar workers. I don't represent 99 or 1%. I represent 100% of Americans. My message is to actually educate America. Make sure that they know who is going to that White House, who they have the option of voting for, and we also have to let them know really what's going on around the world. The economy is the biggest issue right now. Everyone knows it, but there's an underlying issue, and I roll the economy into national security. That's where we need to focus. There's so much that deals with national security, with the economy, with the wars, with health insurance. All of these things roll into national security. If we don't get these things under control, we have so much at stake, and our nation is no longer safe. And that's the primary issue that the president of the United States is supposed to address, national security.
We're dealing with Andre Burnett, who's the leader of the Reform Party running for president of the United States here on the Takeaway Unaffiliated Between the Convention of Other Ideas in American Politics. All right. Being more educated about the electorate, that sounds great. Being concerned about national security, that sounds great. But what would you change tomorrow about either the American political system, the healthcare system, which you referred to, or the national security establishment that you've referred to? Would you end the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, bring the folks home?
That's a great question. I would bring our troops home from many of the different countries that we're in. However, there is one country where we need to leave troops right now, and it's controversial, but it's Iraq. If we look at the circumstances surrounding Israel's predicament right now, Iraq is the only thing standing between them and who? Iran. Iran has vowed to destroy Israel, and they say it every day on national television there in their country. So all that they're asking of us is, hey, keep the line right now. And we have not been acting as friends under President Obama. We have not been acting as a friend to Israel. We've done exactly the opposite. And the only way that we can sustain Israel's borders right now is to assist them. We've got Egypt, Turkey, Iraq, Iran, and Syria that are surrounding Israel. And yet, America is only in one spot. Russia is actually backing Iran. They're helping them to build their nuclear facilities. And they're asking America, hey, be our friend.
Would you open a front against Iran in Iraq to protect Israel using American boots on the ground?
I think that what we have to do is sway the Iranian people. We have to show them that we are their allies as well, and we have to mobilize them. We have to also mobilize some of our troops there, yes. I think that we can lead, and I think the UN needs to step back for a moment, take a look at what's going on, and stop putting in just sanctions that don't really do anything. You know, I just had this conversation yesterday. The sanctions that we're putting on Iran, what are they doing? When's the last time you bought something from Iran? When did you see something that said made in Iran on our shelves and
our
stores?
So they've run their course. They've had their impact. It's time to step it up and do something that's going to have more of an impact.
That's right.
Do you support the United States' presence and membership in the United Nations?
No, not really. The United Nations is an oppression to the U.S. Right now, they circumvent our Constitution. Many of the things that are in our Constitution that would say, hey, you know what, we have to go to our Congress to initiate a war or something like that. The U.N. is pressuring us to move unilaterally many times on their behalf. When you look at the U.N. and all of the movements that they've made in the past, who's on the front lines? It's the Americans. Americans lose more blood, more life. We spend more taxpayer dollars in all of these fronts. And it's not, it's just not right for the American people.
What about domestic policy? What is the Reform Party's most important domestic agenda item? Is it in the tax code? Is it in reducing the size of government specifically?
It's all around. We really need to reduce the size of government. I am a proponent for limited taxation, limited government. We do not need to legislate people's everyday lives. And that's where the government has actually gotten to. We're reaching into your life on a daily basis, here in New York even. You know, at a state level, they're talking about what you can consume. The government is a proponent for telling you what you can feed your kids at school. In fact, I just ran into a mother the other day speaking to her. She took her child to school. She gave him some cookies. They were sugar-free, gluten-free cookies. And the school told her she couldn't eat them because they're cookies, even though they're sugar-free. But they'll give you a Nature Valley granola bar with tons of sugar in it. And they say, hey, well, you know, this is better than those cookies that your mom sent.
A libertarian agenda, the Reform Party?
Oh, no, no way. I believe in the rights of our national citizens, but I also believe that the government plays a role. It just needs to be limited. I believe also that our economy, as I said before, is the number one issue, but we have to protect our economy, what we used to do. And that's, you know, I have a series of tariffs that I've put out that are on imports, especially from countries that are putting high tariffs on our goods. I also have a way of limiting the taxation on corporations, but at the same time, those corporations have to be giving back to the taxpayers that are paying into our system. And
using the tax
code
to protect American industry.
That's right.
All right, Andre Burnett, leader of the Reform Party, thanks so much. You made a great case for the Reform Party. Tomorrow we kick off the Democratic National Convention. Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick will report from Charlotte, North Carolina. You've heard of the Democrats, right? What are you looking for? What do you want to hear? A listener writes us, the national debt is projected to hit $16 trillion during the DNC at Bank of America Stadium. Will that not-so-sweet 16 number and the name of the venue be left out during the speeches? Will the media remind their audiences of those possible omissions? Go to thetakeaway.org. What do you want to hear at the DNC? Or call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Coming up, Libertarian presidential candidate Gary Johnson. If you want to form a third party, what's your platform? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Andre Burnett, thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.